Hey everybody, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. And Lord, we thank you so much for all the good things you've been revealing to us this week on the broadcast. We ask you again today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, I Will. And let's go back over to Deuteronomy chapter 30, and let's look at verse 19 again, where the Lord said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you both life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. And friend, again, the understood subject in that verse is you. You are the one that is choosing. In Joshua 24, verse 15, it says, choose you this day whom you will serve. And so God has given us a free will, and we can choose whatever we desire to choose. Now, in today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about the power of exercising your will in a time of pressure. You know, one of the most powerful things you can do in a time of pressure is exercise your will. And we see people of faith do this in the Scripture. In Psalm 23, 4, David wrote, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, friend, the valley of the shadow of death would be a pressured place, a pressured time. And look at what he said. He said, I will fear no evil. And so that is him exercising his will in a time of pressure, in a pressured place. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now, this is a pressured time. There is no increase. There is no growth. Poverty looms. And look at what he says in verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So again, we see someone in a pressured time, in a pressured place, exercising their will. And then again in Psalm 3, verse 6, the psalmist said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. And so he is surrounded by his enemy in a pressured place. And in the middle of that, he exercises his will. He said, I will not be afraid. And here's the thing, friend. Exercising your will is a key component of living by faith. And you and I must cultivate the ability to exercise our will when we are being overtaken by emotions and facing daunting circumstances. So in other words, you're having all of these feelings and you're facing these daunting circumstances. In the middle of that, we have to cultivate the ability to exercise our will right in the middle of that. This is one of the most powerful things you and I can learn to do in a time of pressure. And it's vital if we're going to come out on top. You know, the decision to stay in faith in a time of pressure will propel you to victory. To come out of faith cost us our victory. We see that all throughout Scripture. In Matthew chapter 14, Peter came out of faith and he fell down into the water. In Hebrews chapter 3, it talked to us about the children of Israel who got into unbelief, and that kept them out of the promised land. It kept them out of their victory. In Matthew 13, 58, in Jesus' hometown, he couldn't do any mighty works there because of their unbelief. And so when we come out of faith and get into unbelief, it can cost us our victory. Now, the important thing you need to know about faith is that there is joy and peace in faith. Romans 15, 13 says that the God of hope may fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And so when you and I are in faith, we have joy about us and we have some peace about us. It doesn't mean that we don't battle feelings of anxiety or sorrow. It just means when those feelings try to come on us, we resist them and stay in faith. Why? Because in faith, there is joy and there is peace. You know, to fear and to panic and to be overtaken with anxiety and sorrow, that is not of faith. And so to stay in faith, we have to stay out of fear. We have to stay out of panic. We have to stay out of sorrow. And this is what you can do in a faith fight when these things, when fear, when panic, when sorrow try to come on us, we can exercise our will and stay out of those things and stay in faith. And if we do, it will propel us on to victory. To fear is a choice. In Psalm 23, 4 again, he said, I will not fear. And so you can exercise your will and choose to fear not. To trust is a choice. Psalm 56, 3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust you. And so you can choose to trust God with feelings of fear all over you. You know, friend, to rejoice and to be glad is a choice. We saw that in Habakkuk chapter 3. He said, yet I will rejoice and I will joy in the God of my salvation. And if you make these choices, if you choose to fear not, if you exercise your will and make a choice to fear not, and make a choice to trust, and make a choice to rejoice and be glad, instead of being sorrowful and panicking, this exercising your will to stay in faith in a time of pressure, this will propel you on to victory. And friend, I know I'm saying this strong, but it's my heart. I want you to grab hold of this. You will have to do this in your life. You will face things and face situations, daunting circumstances, and feelings of fear and sorrow and anxiety and panic will come all over you, and all these thoughts will try to attack you, and this evil report will be facing you. And if you're gonna win, in the middle of that, these two words will have to come roaring out of your heart, I will. And then you need to follow them up with, I will trust, I will rejoice, I will not be afraid. And if you will exercise your will in the middle of those things, it will propel you on to victory. Come on, the decisions that you make in pressured times are the difference between defeat and victory. You know, Jairus came to Jesus. Jairus' daughter was sick, and he actually told Jesus that she's at the point of death, and she's at home at the point of death. And Jesus told Jairus, he said, well, let's go, take me to your house, I'll heal her. Well, when they were on the way to Jairus' house, somebody came from Jairus' house and said, don't bother Jesus anymore, your daughter is already dead. Jesus turned and looked at Jairus and said to him, fear not, believe only, and she will be made whole. Now, Jairus has a choice to make in this time of pressure. And the choice that he makes is going to be the difference between defeat and victory. He can choose to get into unbelief. He can choose to panic. He can choose to sorrow and to be anxious and to not trust. Or he can choose to fear not and he can choose to believe. And friend, he made that choice to fear not and to believe only, and his daughter was made whole. And at the root of that miracle was Jairus' decision to stay in faith in a time of pressure. Now Peter, he made a decision on the opposite end of that. He was walking on the water to go to Jesus. And then all of a sudden, he looked at the wind, he looked at the waves, and fear started to come on him. And instead of fearing not and believing only, he yielded to the fear. He chose to fear. Come on, he chose to panic. And the decision he made in that time of pressure determined the outcome of that situation. And the decisions you make in times of pressure are going to determine whether or not you experience victory or defeat. And so in a time of pressure, one of the most powerful phrases you can make is, I will. I will not fear. I will not sorrow. I will not panic. I will trust. I will rest. I will rejoice. I will be glad. Come on, I will win. I will break through. I will overcome. This phrase, I will. Friend, you need to lay hold of it and you need to use it in these times of pressure. And if you do, you will enjoy victory in your life. It's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, one of the most powerful things you can do in a time of pressure is exercise your will. Number two, the decision to stay in faith in a time of pressure will propel you to victory. And number three, the decisions you make in pressured times are the difference between victory and defeat. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to walk in victory in our lives. And so we make a decision in pressured times to exercise our will and to stay in faith. And Father, we thank you for grace and help to do that. And we know that when we exercise our will and stay in faith, it will end up in us enjoying victory. And we thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast today. Thank you so much for watching the broadcast all this week. And I'm believing with you that you are going to begin to exercise your will in every area of your life and experience the good plan and the good victories and the good things that God has laid up for you. I'm believing that in pressured times, in dark times, in times when you're under attack, that those words are going to come roaring out of your heart and mouth, I will. And following those words, you'll say, I will trust, I will obey, I will follow, I will yield to the Lord, I will rejoice, I will be glad. And friend, I know when those words come out of your heart and mouth, you've just set your course, you've just established your heart, and you're going to enjoy victory in your life. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for our next edition of the Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody, Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.